I'm not doing my morning calisthenics. I was just looking for my pen. I couldn't remember what pocket it was in, so I was kind of like doing these impromptu jumping jacks, just trying to find it. Because for some reason, I can't talk without holding a pen in my hand. I don't know how that works this morning. We're joined this morning by Ryan Aroney from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, and he's also brought in with him this morning Sarah Warner, who joins us monthly. It's part of the Lorain County General Health District, and you're still under that mantle today,
yes.
Coming in for that. And every time we bring the United Way, part of the United Way is Word United, and they've been collaborating with a lot of different people this year to put sort of specific efforts together. And this time around, I guess you're collaborating with the health department. Talk a little bit about what's on tap for that.
We are. So we're, as United Way has stated that our goal is to really work within health in Lorain County. We know that we need to collaborate to do that. We know that we need to bring experts to the table to help us meet our goals. And so we're doing a lot of work with the health district in this specific collaborative and some others that we'll be announcing very soon. This one that we're here to talk about today is the Common View Community Collaborative. So this is really focused, it's 9 partners working together focused in the Midview and the Clearview school districts. So it's very exciting for me and just pretty neat to see 2 different school districts in terms of, geographics, where they're located, and also the demographics of who makes up the districts and what they look like and challenges that they have. But for them to work together and for us to have partners in the community who are all coming together to help strengthen those districts and knowing by, learning from each other and working together and relying on all of the partner strengths that we can really make a difference for the health of the students and all of the families in those 2 particular districts.
So what will be the health department's role?
Well, the name kind of says it all. Common View, and of course, View is a playoff of Midview and Clearview, but View actually stands for Vision for Improved Education and Wellness. So our collaborative and our partners are very invested in making sure students are physically healthy to learn, but mentally healthy, socially healthy, well-rounded students. So when they get to high school and beyond, they're ready for the real world, and health is fundamental to doing so.
What do the school systems have to contribute to make this happen?
Time. They're the ones implementing. So really, this collaborative, the health district, is the facilitator. We assist them in pulling things off and orchestrating the projects that they have chosen for their own districts based on their district's needs.
Is there a target demographic here? Middle school, high school? What group are you looking at?
Middle school students, yes, yes.
And why is that so important to get them at that age?
For us, for United Way, one of the things that we've found in our research and from listening to people in the community is that, obviously kindergarten is important, and that's an area we're focused as well. And then the last best chance to catch students if they happen to be falling off track or if they have some bad habits would be in that middle school range. So we want to catch them, get them on track, have some positive habits in their life as they go into high school so they can graduate on time and go on to college or other training and live a successful life.
As you mentioned, these school systems are a bit different, Midview, Clearview. Why these 2?
They were ready for working together. We approached the superintendents and they said, let's do this. We've been involved in the districts. The health district has been involved in the districts in a variety of capacities over the past several years and kind of noted opportunity to expand our partnership and timing. Timing is everything.
Craig, they're also the only ones with the name View in their name.
Right.
So they're the only ones that were
right.
Eligible for that.
No.
From a marketing side, I'm not upset about that. It worked out very well.
And, of course, I guess middle school students are the ones who start making their own decisions.
Yes.
So it's not their parents that are applying this. It's their ideas. How am I going to treat myself? What am I doing? What choices am I going to make?
We want them to make the healthier choices for themselves. Again, like I said, healthy eating and physical activity is certainly a part of it, but choosing the right friends, knowing what pressures are out there in terms of alcohol and drugs, and making sure they're making those choices that set them up for success beyond middle school.
Has this been implemented yet, or is it starting now? What's the timeline on something?
Well, we were awarded funds in November, officially. And so, you know, December with schools is kind of like the end and the new beginning here in January. So we have some projects in queue here. Some that we're working on in the Midview School District include stability balls in a couple of the classrooms, which has been proven to heighten students' attentiveness to the teacher. So if they're engaged a little bit physically, they're able to pay attention a little bit better. And we're collecting some information on this that we would love to come back and tell you about to make sure that we're getting the same outcomes as others have experienced that have implemented that. And then in Clearview, we are working on Safe Routes to School is a Ohio Department of Public Safety funding source so that kids walk and bike to school safely. And we are working with Clearview District to implement safe biking, safe walking to school interventions.
So this is more than just like an assembly that happens on a Wednesday afternoon where kids listen to somebody talk about don't smoke, don't drug, don't make good choices, that type of thing.
That's an awareness campaign, what you just described.
Okay.
What we are really looking for is to change the environment so that the healthy choices are the choices that they just make, that when they walk into the school building or they step onto the campus of either of these districts, parents, community members, students, that they're just making healthy choices because that's the way the campus is set up.
So you're guiding them in a way that they can't make, well, they could, but that you're giving them the best opportunity to make the correct choices.
Yes. So that when you go out into the real world and you have all of the unhealthy choices, you're kind of already set in making most of the healthy ones.
And again, this is a collaborative between the health department as well as United Way, and you mentioned other agencies as well, kind of, because you find out who has the resources to provide these type of things, too.
Exactly. That's really for us, United Way. You know, you've heard a lot in the last year about our collaborative model, and for us, we always say we don't set out to do these things alone. We know that we can't meet our goals alone. We need to do it in a collaborative way, and that means bringing together people who and organizations who have expertise, who have resources, are willing to share, are willing to learn as we, you know, Sarah mentioned the measurements as we look at the data and see maybe where some gaps are or where some challenges are that will allow that data to guide the collaborative and the work that we do.
You mentioned there was some funding put in place back in November. For how long does a program like this continue this initiative?
So for us, the initial funding of these community collaboratives is a 3-year commitment, and that's probably a little longer than most grants. I'll let you know, Sarah speak on those types of specifics. But for us, this is a long-term investment for us. This is really a generational type of investment. We know that we can't come into these communities and see the types of changes that we're really looking for in 3 years. So we're setting that 3-year commitment up front with the idea that we'll continue down this path as we learn and grow from the data.
Is this something that you find from other school systems across the country, or sort of a here's ways you can do it, or is this stuff that you're all kind of just brainstorming, coming up with ideas, working with the schools and seeing what their needs are?
Of course, that's a great question that we get asked very often. There are best practices happening across the United States. The stability ball thing, we didn't come up with it. Other schools are doing it. So we, of course, are looking to other studies and other folks that have implemented this for guidance and then tailoring it to the specific district and the teachers and the students based on what they're able to do time-wise, with testing. It's all tailored to the district.
And you mentioned about physical activity, too, and I just had a daughter who's gone to middle school and stuff, and you notice how sometimes that physical activity gets curtailed a lot. It's all about studies. There's this whole, focus on the certain core issue, things to study. Is the school system going to be able to step up and kind of allow that enough time between what you're talking about and what needs to be done?
These districts and the partners at the table that include the Board of Mental Health, Alcohol Drug Addiction Services Board, Cleveland Clinic, of course, United Way, and our volunteer group through the United Way, they are all invested and understand, it's one of the basis of our mission, is that a healthy student has a healthy body and a healthy mind. And you can't have academic success without a healthy mind, a healthy body. So understanding that that's fundamental to their academic outcomes, they are looking to figure out ways that they can get what they need to get done during the day while also having that healthy mind, a healthy body.
How are you bringing the parents of these students involved into that? You have the school and the student, there's also a third part of this, too. How do you bring
them
into it?
Absolutely. So some of the future projects that we're working on will, of course, be a little bit more extended into parents and families and the community at large. For example, in Midview, we are working right now with the Metro Parks. They have a planner, and the Joint Vocational School students to build a walking path. And the vision for this and how it will turn out may differ from the vision as we proceed and look at how all of this needs, what the needs are. But they're looking at a walking path connecting the buildings and some of the land so that people can walk on the Midview campus. And, of course, we would want to get input from neighbors, input from parents. What would they like to see? How would they use it? Some input that we've received thus far is that when there are football games, we've got to have the walking path connect to the parking lot, because otherwise we're going to be missing a large chunk of people that use the campus for visiting and attending sporting events. So small pieces like that, we'll get input and, of course, invite them to use this asset as we proceed.
Okay. And you take a small step. You start with these two schools. You see how mm-hmm. this works. And as other people talk and the different administrators have meetings, they probably share things. And then mm-hmm. who knows how this goes. It can go to other people as well. And it doesn't always have to start through you. These are initiatives, once people learn, that they can be implemented with or without your help, really.
You're exactly right. And that's the beauty of this collaborative mm-hmm. model, is that none of us are in this to take any credit. We want to prove that it works, and we want others to take the lead and do this type of work. You know, we kind of hinted at the beginning at some other collaboratives that we'll be announcing soon, and so we are working in other districts. And the great thing is, by focusing on specific geographic areas or school districts, we can determine the needs, help them help us determine the needs, so that we can build plans that will work specifically for those areas. And so we have, you know, what works in the Clearview District or in Oberlin or in Lorain are probably all different of each other, and they might not work in North Ridgeville or LaGrange or Wellington. So we really need to spend time in those communities, learning from those communities, and helping them determine those needs and putting together a plan that'll work.
Right.
So
you get something that fits them and they feel it's unique to them, they're more mm-hmm. likely to embrace it and kind of develop it further beyond what you've kind of started here as yes. well. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a great initiative for 2015, and mm-hmm. I know we'll be talking with more with United Way coming by every month with a different partner. It's always fun to see all the people you guys work with. This time around, Sarah Warner from the Lorain County General Health District. And I guess, Sarah, you're going to be stopping by a couple days from now,
yes,
right?
Yes, to talk about New Year's resolutions and healthy habits.
Okay.